This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. Voting underway in Lumbini province for National Assembly member. 8 corona-related deaths reported across the country and Vietnam to test entire population amid new variant fears. Now the news in detail. Voting is underway in Lumbini province to elect a National Assembly member. Lumbini Chief Minister Shankar Pokhrel, former Speaker of Province Assembly Purna Bahadur Gharti and other ministers have already cast their ballot. The Election Commission has made arrangement of observing the voting in the polling booth through virtual medium. It is also said to make the poll results public through virtual mode. Assistant Election Officer Minraj Bhatta informed that the virtual medium has been adopted to disclose the poll results so as to avoid unnecessary crowd in view of coronavirus threat. 8 corona-related deaths reported in Bake, Baglung and Kanchanpur district. 6 people died of coronavirus infection in Bake district. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Bake's corona focal person, Tej Oli said 3 people died at Veri Hospital and 3 people at Nepalganj Medical College, Kohalpur. Likewise, 1 person died of coronavirus infection in Baglung. Similarly, 1 person died of coronavirus infection in Kanchanpur district. A standing committee meeting of the ruling CPN UML called for today has been postponed for tomorrow. UML Party Office Secretary Sher Bahadur Tamang said that the meeting was postponed due to the busy schedule of the top leaders. The tomorrow's meeting is expected to review the budget presented on Saturday for the fiscal year 2078-79 Bikram Sambat and other intra-party issues. A person died and 2 others sustained injuries in an ambulance accident this morning. The Taplejung-bound ambulance from Birtamur of Chapa met with an accident after it fell off the road 15 meters down at Fidi Municipality 3, Sumiramamchok. Mamata Rai of Falainsa Pastha district, who was seriously injured in the accident, died while undergoing treatment at the district hospital Fidim. The accident took place when they were returning home after receiving treatment in Chapa. Police took the ambulance and its driver under control for investigation. An intensive care unit and ventilators at Beni Hospital have yet to come into full operation for want of human resources. Chairperson of the Hospital Management Committee, Bil Bahadur Kotwal, said the hospital has established a 5-bed ICU and 2 ventilators at a cost of Rs 17 million provided by the Minister of Social Development of Gandaki Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Vietnam hopes to tackle a new COVID outbreak by testing the entire population of Ho Chi Minh City and introducing new social distancing measures. Vietnam has had relative success in controlling the virus, but cases have been rising over the past weeks. Over the weekend, officials warned of a new, very dangerous hybrid variant discovered in the country. The government says the new variant combines features of the variants first identified in India and the UK and is easily transmittable by air. Overall, the country has registered just over 7,000 infections and 47 deaths, but the latest spike accounts for more than half of the total number of cases. Denmark's secret service helped the US spy on European politicians, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel, from 2012-2014. The Defense Intelligence Service collaborated with the US National Security Agency to gather information, according to a report by Danish broadcasters Denmark's Radio. According to the report, intelligence was collected on other officials from Germany, France, Sweden, and Norway. Similar allegations emerged in 2013. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has warned that a proposed new unity government would be a danger for the security of the country. He urged right-wing politicians not to support a deal after ultra-nationalist leader said he would share power with the centrist party. Netanyahu's opponents have until Wednesday to form a government. If they are successful, it would bring to an end the rule of the country's longest-serving prime minister. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but for wrapping up the headlines once again. voting underway in Lumbini province for National Assembly member. 8 corona-related deaths reported across the country and Vietnam to test entire population amid new variant fears. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.